And now joining me, drum roll please, everybody. The only person that is busier than me. She's just all over the country when she's busy. We're, of course, talking about FLOTUS, the First Lady of Utah Sports.
I love that name so much. I was in an airport in Denver, and this guy's like, FLOTUS! And I was like, what?
Wow, we have listeners.
We have listeners.
That's
and
great.
He was in Denver, and he knew me as FLOTUS. I thought it was great.
Of course, it's Holly Rowe. How are you?
I am amazing. I'm here at Media Day.
Well,
this is getting
that.
My juices flowing. I know, but I'm like, I'm so psyched for the season, and this is so exciting.
Yeah, this is like, I always say, it's like the unofficial start to the college football seasons when we're here. Is this your only Media Day, or did you go to any of the others, like
no,
Big 12
this is
or
my
SEC
only
or
one.
Anything?
No, I'm, you know, it's so annoying. I'm still doing this cancer stuff, so it's like, hi, I've got to have
cancer.
Some data. I know, it's just killing my schedule.
Are you
for
about
football.
Ready to kick its ass, Doug?
Yes, I am.
Good.
I had a good scan yesterday at UCLA Med Center, so things are improving. I feel good. Everything's great, but I'm trying to not travel more than I, because I already travel a lot for work. So
yeah, rest a little bit.
Yes. So
are you splitting time between UCLA and Huntsman?
Yes.
You doing treatments both places?
No. I'm all at UCLA right now.
Okay.
So I'm with the V Foundation got me set up with one of the top melanoma experts in the world.
Good to know people, Holly.
I know. The V Foundation's like saving my life. How awkward is that? But anyway, it's great. Everything's going really well.
So football this year, do you have your schedule yet? Who are you with? Who's your team this year?
I'm back with my team from last year that I think kicks, you know what, Todd Blackledge and Joe Tessitore. And it was our first year last year with Joe, and I didn't know what to expect because he's kind of a dramatic, funny guy and big voice and big calls. We had the best time, and we've laughed our guts out and called great football games. I'm really proud of the work we did. I will put our Peach Bowl, Washington, Alabama, up against any broadcast that was done last year. Like I feel like we're a good team. So I'm really excited to be back with those guys. And I've heard some rumors about what our first game is. I don't know if I'm allowed to tell you.
Well, don't get in any
but
trouble.
But boning up on khaki, so that's one teeny hint.
That's great. And you guys kind of bounce around. You don't
yeah.
have one particular conference. You'll bounce around to kind of the big Saturday evening game, right? The big early-ish Saturday evening game, early-ish Mountain Time.
Yes. We're the we call ourselves the Saturday Prime Crew.
Right.
So we're the Saturday Prime Time Crew on ESPN. And we're kind of, I would guess we're like the second tier picking order, you know, the ABC Prime guys of Kirk Fowler or Kirk Herbstreit and Chris Fowler, they get
you can call him Kirk Fowler.
I know, that's like the
or,
combo.
Or Chris Herbstreit.
Like
they've been together yeah. so long, they're interchangeable.
What was Brad and Angelina? What was theirs?
Brangelina,
yeah. So that was my version. But no, so they're kind of the number one crew, and I would say we're probably the number two crew. And so I love it. We get good games every week in, week out. We have incredible games, and I'm still getting paid to watch football, so I feel like there's some real beauty in that. No one's on to me
I
yet.
I know. Shh. You and I, but we've got this thing
we've
going.
Got it. We've got them fooled.
Don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
They might pull the plug on us here.
Yeah.
So storylines that you're following, because you kind of follow bigger picture stuff. Are there anything like in this off season that you're kind of looking at and following and stories that are interesting to you in college football?
Yeah, so I believe that the how can Clemson stay at the top of the mountain is an interesting storyline. I do think the Florida State-Alabama game to start the season might be the precursor to the national championship. Florida State can be really good this year. They lost Dalvin Cook, but I love their quarterback, DeAndre Francois. He is a young talent. They've got wide receivers. So I look for Florida State to be really good and, of course, Alabama. But can Clemson stay on the top of the mountain? I am actually going – I'm driving to – we have a college football seminar for ESPN next week in Atlanta. So I thought, well, I'm back east. I'm going to do a little road trip by myself, paying for it myself, like just a nerd of football. So I'm driving to Auburn, I'm driving to Georgia, and driving to Clemson to catch a practice each day to just kind of get my feet wet on what to expect.
Dabo can't play the no everybody's against us card anymore.
Yeah,
once you win the national championship and appear in back-to-back years, you can't play that chip on the shoulder, nobody respects us because you're now the champ. I'll be anxious to see how
what is the card he plays.
Yeah, how's he spin it this year?
I know, I can't wait to find out myself, but I did see Paul Feinbaum from SEC media coverage said a couple weeks ago, like, these Clemson fans are so obnoxious because they feel like they've been there and they've arrived after 2 years. But I think the opposite. I'm like, good for them that they have waited so long to really invest and be, you know, they've been invested great fans all these years that they finally have something to celebrate. I'm like, more power to them. Be them as obnoxious as you want.
Holly Rowe with us here on ESPN 700. Salt Lake City native, bountiful native. And world traveler now with college sports and ESPN. You've always been wildly popular, both locally and nationally. You'll say no, but you are. People love Holly Rowe. How have you found things have changed since the cancer diagnosis? Because you've been very, very, very public with this, fighting it publicly. Some people don't choose to do it that way, but you have. How has that changed? Because you're always approachable and people love working with you, but how has this whole thing changed? Has it opened you up to a new audience or crowd?
Maybe it has, but I think what it's is, I didn't realize this because I never set out to make this public. I think I've told you this story before, is like, I didn't think it would be a big deal that I was missing games, and my boss said, hey, you should reach out to the PR person so what they can say if you're missing games, and people ask why. But when I was in the hospital, I was in my hospital gown, and everybody that would come in the room was like, are you the Holly Rowe from ESPN? And I was like, oh, maybe I should have sent out. So I text a little quick statement, and when I wake up from the surgery, it's going across the bottom line on ESPN. And I was like, oh.
You made the crawl.
I made the crawl. It was me, and then Johnny Manziel arrested was right next to me. I was like, I don't know if this is good or bad. But anyway, you know, I didn't really set out or plan right. to be so public about it, but it's helped me. I can't tell you how many people come up to me and say, hey, when you shaved your head, it helped my daughter go to school without a hat on for the first time and made her feel brave. Or I had a female official in college basketball come up to me. She'd been going through breast cancer. She'd lost her hair. And she said, you know, I was worried about wearing a wig to officiate games because I knew I would sweat. And when you started going without your wig, I thought, if Holly Rowe's going without her wig, I'm going to do it. So, like, you don't go set out to be like, oh, I'm this great cancer patient, like, by any means. But if anything, you're going through by being open and honest about it, like, okay, this stinks and this is awkward, and like, you, the awkward things that happen to your body that I just have to laugh about, you know, if you can share that so other people feel comfortable with what they're going through, that's been really cool and beautiful. And the people that reach out to me, like, you helped me in a dark moment, that's been really special.
It's nice to be a role model without trying to be a role model. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, nice to be an inspiration without having to set out to do it. Just going about your daily life and daily
yeah.
routine, you're giving other people motivation, which is fantastic.
Yeah, but you don't ever think of it like that. But I will tell you that I've seen people, like, I've talked about this. James Conner is a running back for
Pitt. I was just going to bring that up.
Who had gone through chemo. And I was at home, and I was feeling so sorry for myself and, like, what a baby I am. And I see him going through football drills with his surgical mask on after doing chemo that morning. And I was like, Holly Rowe, get your butt off the couch and do better against cancer. Because I saw James Conner being strong against cancer. So those you don't know who you touch or how you touch them in the world, but other people have inspired and touched me. And if I could ever do that for someone, I would. It just makes me happy.
Well, we've got the Huntsman Cancer Institute that's right in town. And if you've seen Holly's story, Holly did some of her treatments there. And you want to give to a good cause, the Huntsman Cancer
yeah,
Institute
great.
Is always a fantastic cause to give to. So you've been here for a little while. What's been kind of your takeaway here at Pac-12 Media Days?
Well, I've been talking to the Utah kids, obviously, because that's my hometown team, and I'm fascinated with Kyle. And I said,
well, Mocha Feces from right in your neighborhood.
He played
Woods
high
Cross.
School football with my son.
Did he?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so Filippo Mocha.
Is your son still up at Utah State?
No,
or
he's
he graduated?
In New York as a big actor right
oh,
now. He's in action.
Hey, hey.
Yeah, he just had an audition for HBO.
Wonder where he got that from.
Dramatic.
Uh-huh.
But, no, the one thing that the kids have all said was Utah's offense is going to surprise people. I think Utah's offense is really going to make people excited. And talking to Kyle, you know, the tempo is one thing, but the passing game is that is, you know, Utah has been able to run the football for years.
Like, right.
They've been good at that. The passing game has suffered and not been sharp and not been there when they need it in a big moment. So if these defensive players are here thinking the offense looks pretty good, I think that says something.
Yeah, I had breakfast with Troy Taylor the other day, the new offensive coordinator, and he's excited to get going, but just listening to him talk, I know people think that he's going to throw it 70 times a game. He's going to adapt his offense. Now, certainly the passing game will be hopefully better, but he's going to adapt it to his personnel. Maybe at some point, years down the line, he may throw it 65 or 70 times a game, but that may not be the case this year.
No, and the thing that I was talking with Kyle about is, so I got fascinated with this air raid offense a couple years ago, and I called Hal Mummy, who's the architect of yep. the offense, and I asked him, how did you come up with this? And he said, I was sitting at home watching BYU play SMU in the Holiday Bowl, and the passing route concepts of BYU back in that era in the late 80s, early 90s, those are the same concepts that this air raid has to this day. So it's really weird, as Utah is now going to have some elements of the old-time BYU passing game sprinkled in. Like, just think of that. Like, wrap your head around that for a second. But air raid, that's where it came from. But the other thing people forget about the air raid offense is there is a running component. So
right.
Hal Mummy put in this passing game and this short kind of passing game, but with that comes a running game. And that's going to marry well with what Utah can and is built to do.
Let's hope Utah has some success this year so Holly can get a home game
at
some point in time.
I know. I
look at a couple of years ago, you had the Oregon-Utah game, the crazy Kalen Clay put the ball on the ground game.
But I remember how it swing. Yeah. I was almost in tears. Like, how can that possibly happen? But that game was a real turning point for Utah that season. It was in a bad way. I felt so bad for them. But, Oregon, they went on to the national championship game that year. So it was crazy how that all panned out. But, no, I think it's going to be exciting. I think I read some predictions where they thought Utah would drop off this year. I do think the schedule is daunting.
It is.
You know, Utah's on the road against the toughest teams in the league. But if they just take care of home, they can have a great season. And they'll upset some teams. You know, I think every Pac-12 coach here would tell you, Utah, you have to watch out for Utah. Nobody sleeps on Utah anymore in this league, and that's a great compliment to them.
That's the great Holly Rowe, our friend FLOTUS, who will be sometimes in Utah, other times in South Carolina. You always have to follow her on Twitter at Sports Siren, then you'll always know where she. That's how I know where Holly is and how she's doing physically, by following her on Twitter.
Oh,
good to see
so
you.
Sweet. Great to see you. Thanks for having me. You know I'm always there. Utah is my love and my heart, and I'm going to be there in August, so a couple weeks.
We'll check in
house,
with you.
So, yeah.